Today's gospel is a fascinating and challenging gospel. It speaks of faith and what faith really looks like. We all tend to want more faith, but we often don't know how to go about getting more faith. The Catechism defines faith as both a gift from God and a human act. Faith is a response to God, our desire and intentionality to live according to God's laws and commandments and to participate in the sacraments. It's a theological virtue by which God freely gives us grace to live our life, but an obligation as believers to love God and our neighbor. That is what we mean by faith. It's not about an emotion or feeling. It's an action. What we have, we live, we have faith by living it. This brings us to the interesting juxtaposition of the two stories in the gospel. The apostles are asking Jesus for more faith, and he says, if we have just a little faith, we can move mountains and do great things. But then he immediately goes into the story about the servant. It strikes me that this story about the servant can be seen as a parable about faith and the Eucharist. It seems to me that we can often get into a bad pattern of thinking when we come to Mass. We have had a long week. We are tired. We want a break from our work. And now we're here, looking at the week to come and the work that it will bring. We just want a break. And so we can often come into Mass wanting to relax. We want to sit down and we want to be served. We want to take a break from our work while we're here at Mass, but this story would tell us that that is not the case. We are here at Mass not to be served, but to serve. When we come to Mass after a long week's work, we shouldn't expect to be served here. Instead, we're going to do more work. We are here to serve the Lord, not the other way around. The word liturgy is a Greek, and it can be translated as public work. Whenever we gather together and pray, we are gathering together to do a public work. Perhaps this is a healthier and more productive way to think about prayer than an emotional break from the world. Sometimes work can be fun and enjoyable, and sometimes it can be easy, but sometimes it's hard, tedious, and anything but fun. But it is still our work. It is our duty. What I think Christ is trying to get us to understand today is that faith is given to us, but then our response to that gift of grace from God is to show up and do the work, to be present, but ultimately to serve God and to serve our neighbors. Our prayers should be about thanksgiving to God. Our prayers should be for others. Our prayers are our work. And sometimes we just got to show up and do the work, whether we feel like it or not. Sometimes we just need to do our work, but what is amazing is if we just show up and do our work, it's an amazing amount about how much we can actually get done. Perhaps that's how we move mountains and do great things, by simply showing up week after week, praying and serving God and serving our neighbor, whether it feels good or not. If we just keep at our work of prayer, then the gift of faith is going to grow inside of us, and we will be able to do some really amazing things, but it just starts by showing up and serving God and our neighbor every single day and every single moment of every day.